calling. This is Jeanette on a recorded line. Who's the name of, what's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. It's John, and I have a new claimant on the line for her Depo-Vera case. Her name's Latoya Jones.
Okay. Go ahead and send her over.
All right. Latoya, I have Jeanette on the line for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Latoya. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear. And then the number I have for you is 770-295-8056.
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I do not.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member who is affected?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed?
March 3rd, 2015.
March 3rd, 2015. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
04-03-1981.
1981? Mm-hmm. Thank you. And do you know of anyone else who was injured by the Depo-Provera shot?
You said, do I know anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Not off the top of my head. I don't even think, like, this lawsuit is even, like, people even know about it. I don't mm-hmm. even think, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I know a couple of people who have taken the Depo, though,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't talked to them in a while, so.
That's fine. When you were using the injectable, were you using the name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera?
I believe it was Pfizer.
Okay. Pfizer. Okay. Thank you. And then did you use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I did. I used it for about 5.
Okay. Thank you. And then can you confirm within 1 year, did you have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera between the years of 1992 through the present date of 2024?
You said 1990, yes.
Thank you. When did you first start taking Depo-Provera?
It was January, was it 2013?
January of 2013?
January 2010.
2010. Thank you. Okay, and when did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
In March 2015.
March of 2015. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
It's L A space capital T O Y A.
Thank you. And then I have your last name here spelled J-O-N-E-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, the second, third, or no?
No.
Thank you. And for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
The whole social or just my last four?
Whichever you feel comfortable giving.
7463.
Thank you. And then I have an email here for you as your last name, first name, 868@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And then the phone we're speaking on that ends in 8056. Is this your preferred contact method?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
900 mm-hmm. Rock Quarry, mm-hmm. Quarry, Quarry Road.
Okay. And then what city
apartment
is that in?
Number 808.
Oh, 808.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Stockbridge.
Stockbridge, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, and the zip code is 30281?
Yes.
Okay, and then is it a apartment 808?
Yes.
And then it's the street number is 900?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma?
Actually, I went to the emergency room, so I don't remember.
That's okay. What was the name of the emergency room that you went to?
It was on Northside Hospital.
Northside Hospital?
On Johnson Ferry Road.
Okay. And what city was that in?
Atlanta.
Okay. Thank you. Yep, I see it here on Johnson's Ferry Road, Northeast. And then did you go to Northside Hospital for treatment as well? Or did you have a treating doctor?
I have, let me see. Did I go there for treatment?
Mm-hmm. Did you receive treatment for the meningioma?
I did. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Where I went for the surgery.
Okay.
I just know the name of the doctor.
Pardon?
I just know the name of the doctor who treated me.
What's the name of the doctor?
Harlan Bruner.
Dr. Harlan, and then what was the last name? Bruner?
Bruner, yeah.
Okay, Bruner, let me see. Yes. And Dr. Harlan Bruner is a neurosurgeon?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see a Harlan Jason Bruner, Lawrenceville, Georgia, as well as in Atlanta. Do you recall where, let's see where he practices out of. Maybe that will bring, jog your memory, Northside Hospital?
Northside, that's where I went to the emergency room, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you see him in Lawrenceville, Georgia, or Atlanta?
I think we went there to, I think that's where I had my surgery.
Which where? In Lawrenceville or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Okay. 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 And have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Vera?
Dr. O'Meara.
O'Meara. And let's see, Dr. O'Meara, do you know where Dr. O'Meara practiced out of or where you were getting the injections at?
Village Medical.
Village Medical, thank you. Is it Dr. Anthony O'Meara?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. on College Street?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Village Medical. And then the pharmacy that the Deborah Pervera, was that out of Village Medical as well?
No, it was in Stockbridge.
Stockbridge. What
at
kind
the
of
Walgreens?
Walgreens in Stockbridge?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Stockbridge. Do you recall if it was the Hudson Bridge Road or the Eagle?
It was.
The Hudson,
it was
Hudson
Hudson
Bridge?
Bridge.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And then, do you have any copies of your medical records, or are you able to obtain them?
I do. They're in my storage, which I can go to my storage tonight.
Okay. That's
and
okay.
Get them out if you need them.
And would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically or both if needed?
Probably electronically or mail. Definitely.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. His name is Ronald.
Okay.
George.
And what is a good contact number for Ronald? 678-371-0504. Okay. Okay. 678-371-0504.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And then let me just go over the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything down correctly before I send over documents. So I have your first name spelt capital L-A space capital T-O-Y-A.
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelt J-O-N-E-S.
Yes.
I have the last four of your social as 7463.
Correct.
And then I have your mailing address as 900 Rock Quarry Road, apartment 808 in Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have that you started taking Deborah Pervera January of 2010 and you stopped March of 2015.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma March 3rd of 2015.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your date of birth as 04-03-1981.
Yes.
Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
Where you send it through the email?
Yeah, with e-signature.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign, and then you'll see the retainer agreement there. I'll stay on the phone with you in case anything is misspelled or anything needs to be corrected.
Okay.
Let's see. So let me just make sure. The apartment number didn't populate. Was it 808?
Yes.
Okay.
It probably, I don't know, you said the just didn't what?
Oh, it didn't populate? That's okay. I can just input it. 808.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, I just sent it over. Let me know when you get a text or an email.
Okay, I got the text.
Okay, go ahead and open that up. You might have to press yes or accept to receive SMS messages.
It's opening.
Okay.
Okay. Says please sign.
Mm-hmm.
How do I sign?
So do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes.
Check that little square and then press next or continue.
Okay.
And then you should see a yellow button that says start. So then you press start and it'll take you to your first signature field.
Okay.
You're going to tap it. It'll bring up a field for you to either draw your signature with your finger or press select style and you can type it. And then press adopt and sign.
Okay. That's fine. And then signature here.
And then do you see a finish button?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and press the finish button. And then if you missed anywhere, it'll take you back. Oh, perfect. Just got that back. Yep, okay, you're all set to go. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the attorneys. They'll just be calling to verify that it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records. They'll call from a 909 number. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. However, they won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. So just try and give them a call back at your earliest convenience. If you don't hear from them within 2 weeks, I'm also going to send you a text from my desk number with their contact number. You can give them a call yourself. Okay, LaToya?
Okay.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you. And again, I'm sorry to hear you went through this because of Depo.
It's okay.
I hope you have a
great It was like so traumatic. I'm just glad. Yeah.
Glad it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Okay, you too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.